Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a river that flows from the snowy peaks of eastern Tibet, winds its way through the rugged terrain of Arunachal Pradesh, and finally joins the mighty Brahmaputra in Assam. This is the Lohit River, and it's about to become a significant player in India's quest for renewable energy. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, or CCEA, has approved the Kalaitu Runoff River Hydroelectric Project on the Lohit River in Anjav District, Arunachal Pradesh, with a whopping budget of over 14,000 crore rupees. What makes this significant is that it's the first hydro project in the Lohit Basin and will be implemented as a joint venture between THDC India Limited, an NTPC subsidiary, and the government of Arunachal Pradesh. Now, let us delve into the project overview. The Lohit River is a major tributary of the Brahmaputra and one of three main rivers that join to form the Brahmaputra in Assam. Building on this, the Lohit River originates in eastern Tibet, where it's known as the Zayulcho, and enters India through the Kibithu area of Anjav District, Arunachal Pradesh. It flows through Arunachal Pradesh before joining the Brahmaputra at Sadia in Assam, covering a length of approximately 200 kilometers in India. Crucially, the Lohit River shares its watershed with the Dibang and Siang rivers, and its basin has remained largely untapped for hydropower until now, making the Kalaitu project a pioneering effort. And here is something that surprises many students: the Lohit River basin has a vast potential for hydropower development, but it has been largely unexplored until the approval of this project. Now, let us turn to the Anjav district, where the project is located. Anjav is the easternmost district of Arunachal Pradesh, and indeed, of India, bordering China to the northeast, Myanmar to the east, and Nagaland to the south. The district headquarters is Huyulyang, and its strategic significance cannot be overstated, given its proximity to China's Yunnan province. With that background in place, let us look at the implementing agencies. THDC India Limited, formerly known as Tehri Hydro Development Corporation India Ltd, is an NTPC subsidiary, with the National Thermal Power Corporation holding a 74.5% stake. The Government of India holds the remainder through the Ministry of Power. THDC's primary mandate is the development of hydro and other renewable projects, and it has a notable track record, having developed the Tehri Hydro Power Complex in Uttarakhand, which has a capacity of 2,400 megawatts. The joint venture structure for the Kalaitu project involves THDC India Limited partnering with the government of Arunachal Pradesh, following the established model for hydro projects in the state, where a public sector undertaking, or PSU, joins hands with the state government. This ensures that the state receives royalties and employment benefits, which is a significant aspect of such projects. Now, let us discuss the runoff river technology used in the Kalaitu project. A runoff river hydroelectric project uses the natural flow of a river without creating a large storage reservoir, which has significant implications for the environment and local communities. It is worth pausing here to note that this technology is considered more environmentally friendly compared to traditional hydroelectric projects. But why does this matter? The answer lies in the employment and social benefits that such projects can bring. The Kalaitu project is expected to generate approximately 1,700 direct jobs during construction and operation, with a reservation policy that ensures 50% of these jobs are reserved for project-affected families, or PAFs. Additionally, there will be a preference for local procurement, with materials sourced from Arunachal Pradesh, which will further boost the local economy. Now, let us turn to India's hydropower ambitions and the policy context. The country has set a target of 500 gigawatts of non-fossil fuel capacity by 2030, and hydroelectric power is classified as renewable energy, making it a crucial component of this target. Arunachal Pradesh, with its vast hydro potential, is expected to play a significant role in achieving this goal, with a theoretical hydro potential of approximately 50,000 megawatts, one of the highest in India. However, only a fraction of this potential, around 3,000 megawatts, has been developed so far. So what exactly changed? The development of hydro capacity in Arunachal Pradesh has a strategic dimension, as it signals Indian infrastructure presence in a border state disputed by China. This is a critical aspect of India's energy security and geopolitical strategy. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Kalaitu hydroelectric project has a cost of 14,105.83 crore rupees. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This project is relevant to your GS3 syllabus covering economy and environment, as well as GS1, which covers geography. Remember this number, 14,105.83 crore rupees, and note this carefully. The Kalaitu project is a runoff river hydroelectric project on the Lohit River in Arunachal Pradesh. In conclusion, the Kalaitu hydroelectric project is a significant development in India's quest for renewable energy, with far-reaching implications for the environment, local communities, and the country's strategic position. The project's approval marks a new chapter in the development of Arunachal Pradesh's vast hydro potential, and its success will have a lasting impact on India's energy security and geopolitical landscape.